Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 59 today under sunny skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 36. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 63. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Workers across the state of Kansas say that they are trying to push the state legislature to raise the minimum wage in the state of Kansas after they say that Kansas is now being surrounded by three different states that have higher minimum wage than what we do here. KSNT News reports that this comes after the latest elections where Missouri ended up voting for their Proposition A, raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour, with the vote passing 57% with the majority vote. In the state of Kansas, a minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour that some say is roughly 3.5 times less than the annual living wage for the state of $54,000. The states of Nebraska and Colorado have also passed their legislation raising minimum wage up to $15 an hour. In other news, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas has announced that he is endorsing current Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to continue to be the Speaker for the upcoming legislative session in Washington, D.C. This comes after the vote in the Senate, with John Thune becoming the Republican Majority Leader.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Kick off your weekend with Fox College Football Friday as UCLA and Washington go head-to-head at 8. Saturday, get started with Fox Big Noon Kickoff at 9. Then college football with Utah and Colorado at 11, followed by Nebraska and USC at 3. And Week 11 in the NFL has the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears going head-to-head in an NFC battle Sunday at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
With the ongoing aviation strike with the company of Boeing, the company in the state of Kansas known as Spirit AeroSystems has announced that they have, quote, substantial doubt about their ability to continue to open their doors. And the company of Boeing says they're willing to help. As KSN News reports it, as of Tuesday, Spirit AeroSystems announced that Boeing would be committed to paying $350 million in advance payments, as the agreement calls for Spirit to produce Boeing's products at the rate required by Boeing.
Boeing needs them so badly. It's not like they can replicate all the machines and workers that create the barrel of their most profitable program anytime. So Boeing has no choice.
That audio from KSN News, as the deal includes Spirit AeroSystems being able to repay Boeing at a 25% advance starting on April 30th of 2026, followed by another payment on June 30th of the same year, followed by September 30th and December 31st of 2026. The companies continue to struggle with the ongoing strikes from the machinist unions nationwide. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska's Commissioner of Education says that he is focused on the educational conversation in the upcoming state legislative session, as he says he has promised state legislators that there would be a commissioner for all students as the state tackles the key goals to improve literacy, halve chronic absenteeism, and half the student staff shortages around the state. According to KNOP News, the testifying happened on Friday last week, where the current commissioner, Brian Marr, did testify before the legislature's education
Education Committee, saying Nebraska's Department of Education serves roughly 360,000 students in public, non-public, and homeschooling settings, and says he wants the education system to be serving all Nebraskans of all ages, saying, quote, "I'm happy to report the state of education in Nebraska is strong. I'm proud of the accomplishments of our schools, and there are few places as good or better to raise a kid than to raise a kid in Nebraska." Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and received resignation of Police Chief Matt Simpson, who's taking a post with the Kansas Attorney General's office as special agent in charge of the criminal division. Simpson joined Marysville Police 5 years ago as an officer and has served as chief the past 2.5 years. Lieutenant Anthony Escalante will lead the department until a new chief is named. City administrator said Monday he was gathering information and would be posting the open position of police chief as well as city clerk soon. City clerk Cindy Holly was dismissed at the previous council meeting. Sammy Ralph has assumed the interim clerk position. Council approved an $80,000 annual contract with One Marysville for promotion of tourism-related activities within the community, funded through the transient guest tax. That fund has generated just over $100,000 this past year, down from some $137,000 the year previous. October hotel occupancy in Marysville was 40%. Council advised that one of two requests for proposal was pulled for the South Kester House, which previously housed a restaurant. That was a private group that had a food service operation in mind. The remaining RFP was from the Kester Museum Foundation. Several council members wanted additional time for consideration. Mayor Fry asked for a timeline that would keep in mind a planned transition of the North Kester House Museum to the foundation next April. Fry said he would like to have a plan by the end of this year. The matter will be held over until the next council meeting. A wage adjustment recommended by the Administration and Finance Committee to raise $1 per hour for employees meeting certain criteria, including at least a year of service. A longevity bonus plan were also adopted based on years of service for city employees. Both of those measures approved. Later in the meeting, council voted to raise the annual Christmas bonus to $100 per employee from $75 proposed. With the resignation of the police chief, a question as to line of authority was raised as to whether the chief would report to the city administrator or council. Conflict and inconsistency issues were raised among ordinances on the books and a proposed ordinance to address the issue. Previous related actions by the council were disputed, and the matter was referred to the Admin and Finance Committee to meet with the city attorney for clarification. The Veterans Memorial Wall of the National Guard Armory in Marysville American Legion is being rebuilt by a group of volunteers. The initial installation was deteriorating. Many of the original plaques had fallen off. Those are being replaced, and the originals are available for pickup to anyone interested and are lying outside and inside the memorial. Washington County Public Works advises a four-way stop north of the Washington County High School at North D and 18th Road now has stop signs only on the east and west, with temporary barricades until the public gets used to the arrangement. The four-way stop was put in place when B Street was resurfaced and the route was used as a detour. Thursday Soup Days continue in November, serving November 14th at St. Gregory Catholic Church and November 21st at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. Marysville High School Alumni Group Social, which was planned November 29th, has been postponed until spring, with additional details forthcoming as a date is established. James E. Jim Hyman, age 65, of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral Mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial at St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Friday from 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Hyman. June P. Vitash, age 92, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Odell United Methodist Church. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for June Vitash. Arlo D. Richter, age 93, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Fancy Creek Church, south of Barnes. Burial, Zion Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Arlo Richter. Stephen C. Stiggy, age 71, Washington County, passed away November 10th. Funeral arrangements with Ward Funeral Home in charge for Stephen Stiggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pimento cheese sandwich, tomato soup, Normandy blend, fruit cocktail, and a cookie. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby baker, sliced carrots, and pineapple. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
St. Gregory's annual Soup Day is Thursday, November 14th, serving 11 to 7 in the Parish Hall at Marysville, with chicken noodle, vegetable beef, and chili soup, as well as sandwiches and desserts. Dine in, carry out, or local delivery. For delivery, phone the church hall at 562-2711. St. Gregory's Catholic Church Soup Day, Thursday, November 14th, serving 11 to 7 at the Parish Hall in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. South winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and breezy throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Some rain showers are possible into Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And rain showers possible into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers become likely throughout the day Monday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 79. The average low 32 and the record low 2 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:14, sunrise in the morning at 7:10. It's 34 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ring in the holiday season and get a jump on gift giving with Marysville's Christmas Open House. This Thursday, November 14th, from 1 until 7 p.m., shop participating Marysville businesses and discover the magic of the season. Explore participating stores, each offering unique holiday specials and festive surprises. Shop Marysville's Christmas Open House this Thursday from 1 until 7 p.m. While you're in town, check out these local businesses.
For top quality clothing that fits a busy lifestyle, Valley Vet Supply has you covered from head to toe. Fashionable options for the show arena to top quality workwear for on the farm. Choose from trusted brands like Bernie, Ariat, Cinch, and Wrangler in men's, women's, and kids' options. More than supplies for your operation, swing by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville today and find the style that fits you.
Valley Vet Supply.
Craving authentic Mexican flavors? Head to El Ranchero, located in Marysville and Washington. The Marysville location is open 7 days a week. Just remember, they close a bit early on Sundays. Start your week with Margarita Mondays and don't miss Taco Tuesdays. Visit their Washington location, open 6 days a week, but closed on Sundays. Look them up online. El Ranchero, where every day feels like a fiesta.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family, to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.
Start the holiday shopping this Thursday from 1 until 7 p.m. with Marysville's Christmas Open House.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue with smoked pork chop, baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert will be Saturday, November 16th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. at the Parish Hall at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Bar will be open, delivery available, phone by 7 p.m. 785-799-5628. Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue, Saturday, November 16th, 6 until 8 p.m. at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville.
Make it a baker's dozen. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. NBA still has one unbeaten team. Cavaliers, an 8-point win over the Sixers last night to go to 13-0. They are the sixth team in NBA history to win their first 13. Sixers, with the loss, are now 2-9. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 59 points, his third career game with at least 55. Bucks get past Detroit in overtime. Spurs, 139-130 over Washington. Victor Wembanyama with 50 in the win. Lakers hold off the Grizzlies and win by 5 in L.A. LeBron James with his third consecutive triple-double.
I've been doing it my whole career to be able to play multiple positions, and whatever the team needs at that point in time, I'm able to kind of, you know, go into that. If it's playing point guard, if it's kind of playing center, if it's setting pick and rolls that time, playing the forwards position, but whatever the team needs, I try to just try to be there for them and be on time and on target.
He's the oldest player with three straight triple-doubles, passing the previous mark set by LeBron himself in 2019. 116th career triple-double overall, fifth most in NBA history. Karl Anthony Towns with 46 points, but the Knicks lose to the Bulls by one. New York missing a game-winning jumper at the buzzer. Thunder 106-88 over the Pelicans. Clippers fall to the Rockets 111-103. Kings beat the Suns by 23. Celtics by 25 over the Nets. Magic still unbeaten at home, 94-90 over the Pacers. On the ice, Detroit a 3-2 overtime win over the Penguins. Toronto beats Washington 4-3 in overtime. John Tavares with the game winner in OT, his fourth goal in four games. Utah scores twice in 21 seconds in a 4-1 win over Carolina. College hoops, men's action, third-ranked Connecticut, 90-49 rout of Lemoyne. UConn has the longest active win streak in D1, 16 going back to last season. Speaking of going back, Colts going back to Anthony Richardson at quarterback.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansas State basketball, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip-off tonight, AM 1570 FM 94.1. High school football playoffs continue Friday. Frankfort entertains Burlingame live on KNDY FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With one eye on the Fed, the other on inflation, traders sent stocks in opposite directions Wednesday. The Dow gained 47 points to close at 43,958. The Nasdaq closed down 0.3%. The S&P finished essentially flat. The rally in equities that came with last week's election coincides with a steep decline in gold prices. Spot prices have dropped nearly 7% since the election results last week to $25.59 per ounce. The Consumer Price Index, a key inflation gauge, was up 2.6% in October versus a year ago, an increase from 2.4% in September, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That reading was pretty much in line with economists' predictions. And Amazon is trying to take on low-cost online stores like Temu with one of its own. Amazon Haul will launch next week with what the company says is a broad selection of products, all priced at $20 or less. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier in for Sam Speck today on a pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up here on a Thursday in just a little bit. Yesterday, we did wrap up with the grains looking overall mostly lower across the board. Corn, wheat, soybeans all struggled for the most part. Livestock kind of had a mixed day, but mostly lower, at least for the early futures as well. We'll see what's in store for us today on a Thursday when markets open in just a little bit. We'll start off with your corn market. December corn finishing yesterday down 2 cents at 426 and a half. March corn down by 2¾ at 437 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, December Casey wheat yesterday finished down five and three quarters at 540¾. March Casey wheat down by 6 pennies on the day to 554 and three-quarters of a cent. Over in the oats market, December oats down 3 cents on the day on a Wednesday at 342 even a bushel. March oats down by 1¾ cents at 556 and a half a cent. Over in the bean market, a little bit of green at the end of the day for the November beans, up by 0.75 cents to 10.04¼. Everything else in the later futures all in the red. January beans down 2¾ at 10.07¾ cents. Soybean meal, December down $1.30 yesterday, sitting at 291.60, with the January down $1.20 at 294. Over in the soybean oil, December was down $1.05 at 45.18, with January down $1 even at 45.34. In the canola markets, we had mostly lower numbers there. November down 9.30 at 6.34 and 60 cents. January down 9.30 at 6.49 and 10 cents. And the cotton market did have some slightly higher numbers yesterday. December cotton was up 13 cents in the green at 68.90. March cotton was up 3 pennies at 71 and 10 cents. It was kind of mixed in some of the later futures thereafter as well. So mostly lower yesterday. We'll see what's in store for us when the markets open up again for a Thursday today in just a bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Growers have detected a wheat triticale hybrid in Dickinson and Marion counties, as well as in south central Kansas, says Marion Spearing, manager of field services and seed certification for the Kansas Crop Improvement Association. She shares how to identify this plant.
It is a little taller than your average wheat plant. It stands up above the canopy, and looking across a field, it's pretty easy to spot it, especially if you get down at the level of the wheat canopy. And so our producers for certified seed are out roguing their fields every summer before inspections as part of the quality control system we have in place. So they would have found it during their roguing process, and it stood up a little bit. And probably at first glance, they thought it was a rye or triticale. And then they got closer to it and looked at the head and realized it wasn't either rye or triticale or wheat. It was something new. So it looked like a wheat head. It had the awns and glooms shaped like a wheat head would, except it was just longer and flatter than wheat should be. And it didn't have a lot of seed fill, too, which was another key for what we thought it might be a wild hybrid.
Spearing explains if there are any negative impacts associated with this hybrid.
We're not really concerned about it at a production level because it doesn't have a lot of seed fill. Being a wild hybrid, it only creates like 1 to 3 seeds per plant. The one concern is that the seeds it does produce are viable. Once we determined that it was a wheat triticale hybrid, I also did a germination test with the Kansas Crop Improvement Seed Lab, and that showed that the seeds that it does produce are 60% viable. But again, I'm really not concerned about it because each plant only creates like 1 to 3 seeds. So it's not going to be a real problem in production wheat.
She outlines how to control this new plant species.
I would just recommend walking through your fields, doing a quick overview. Like I said, if you get down at the level of the canopy of the wheat and just look across, you'll be able to see something poke its head out. And then you can go check and it's a rye or a triticale or this hybrid. You can just pull it out. It's really a easy to be rogued plant because it's a bunch grass and you can just pull it out and take it out of the field.
That was Marion Spearing with the Kansas Crop Improvement Association on the emergence of a wheat triticale hybrid in Kansas she is calling Quadro Triticale. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, sale time 11:30. And the early consignments include 1-week-old black heifer calf, 2-year-old Holstein nurse cow with a black 1-month-old calf, 12 running age red and black cow-calf pairs, calves are 1 to 2 months old, 6-year-old black cow-calf pair, calf is 1 month old, plus 13 black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds, 75 at 400 to 600 pounds, 25 Charlotte cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 24 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 10 weighing in at 450 to 550, 20 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6, 50 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 7. 20 red, red and white faced steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6.25. 40 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6.50. 75 weighing 5 to 6.50. 70 weighing 5 to 6.50. 35 black Charlotte cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6.50. 6 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6.50. 15 weighing 5.50 to 6.50. 26 weighing 5 to 7. 50 Charlotte cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 20 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 60 black steers, 600 to 700 pounds. 55 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 35 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 12 black and Charlotte steers and heifers, 700 pounds. 32 mostly black heifers weigh 775 to 8. 12 black steers, 800 pounds. 25 black and red heifers, 8 to 850. 60 black and red steers, 9 to 950. And 60 black and red steers, 900 to 950 pounds. Those early consignment listings, nearly 1,000 head of early consignments for the sale today, 11:30 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine, but a chilly 33 degrees. Seasonal highs around 60 continue today with a warm-up Friday into Saturday.
Old-time units of measurement are a fascinating, if confusing, study. We're talking pottles and pecks, Durkins and Kilderkins today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had 2 masses on her brain. She is the single mother of 4 beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 14th, the 319th day of the year. Britain's King Charles III celebrates a birthday, and Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick was first published in the U.S. on this day in 1851. If you do any historical reading, you've noticed the dizzying standards of measurements folks had to once deal with, from a bushel, which could vary from 24 pounds of beets to 60 pounds of apples, to a peck, a fourth of a bushel, and also a measure of liquid volume. Other units included a pottle, about 2 quarts, a gill, about a teacup, and a hogshead, the equivalent of 63 gallons. There is one old-time measurement that's making a comeback, though, thanks to home brewing hobbyists, the firkin. A firkin is about a quarter of a barrel, or half of a kilderkin, of course. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is game number 3 for the regular season for the Kansas State Wildcats basketball team tonight. Their tip-off at 8 p.m. as they still remain at home for game number 3 of the regular season as they take on LSU tonight. The Wildcats are coming off their Cleveland State victory on Saturday last week, 77-64. After tonight's game, they remain at home for game number 4 and 5 and 6 of the regular season, with their next game coming up on Tuesday next week against Mississippi Valley at 7 p.m. In other news, it is week number 3 for high school football playoffs around the state of Kansas coming up this weekend as things begin to narrow down with Friday's games, starting off with Blue Valley Northwest against Gardner-Edgerton, Shawnee Mission Northwest against Blue Valley West, Wichita East and Derby, and Wichita Northwest and Manhattan for the 6A division. 5A games include Hutchinson with Hayes, Mill Valley against St. Thomas Aquinas, St. James Academy against Blue Valley North, and Topeka Seaman and Goddard Eisenhower.
Every
all the way to the goal in the throwdown.
Man.
He's open for three. Yes! Yes!
A Wildcat.
3 seconds to go. Scoop shot. Yes! And the buzzer.
The Wildcats claw their way onto the hardwood all season long.
Now goes back in. There's the lob and the throwdown.
Be a part of the Wildcat voyage right here on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State basketball game here on Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Kansas State basketball, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip-off tonight, AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
KNDY.